Let me ask you, friends, what is Shabbos all about? Label Eger says that Shabbos is Kim V'Kibyu. Shabbos is always Shabbos. You know what that means? Shabbos is the one thing which is untouched. It's the holiest, the one holiness in the world which cannot be destroyed. There's something inside of you that is so holy that nothing can destroy it. I want you to open up your hearts. There are two kinds of holiness. There's a holiness which I can add on to. Each time I do something good, I add to it. And God forbid, if I do something wrong, I make it a little bit less. And then there's a holiness which is inside of me. Everybody has it. But by some it's shining, by some it's buried. The kind of holiness is indestructible. It's really so holy, which is the most God-given gift. Nobody can touch it. It cannot be destroyed, which is like Shabbos. What was so special about Noah? Which holiness was he holding on to? Let me ask you, friends. Do you know how much light there is in the world? Unbelievable light. As long as the world is existing, there is so much light coming down from the heavens. It's unbelievable how much energy there really is. So what happens to it? Sadly enough, most of it is just floating around. Nobody picks it up. Nobody stops to pick it up. You know what Noah did? Can you imagine one good man in a whole lot? Where did he get his strength from? He picked up this light that simply exists as long as the world exists. You have to realize something very strong. Before the flood, there were maybe billions of more people than there are today because people were much stronger. People lived thousands of years. A woman didn't have one or two children. They had 10, 20 children. They were so strong, unbelievably strong. Mamish millions of people all drowned. When Noah came out after the flood, something happened to mankind. They may be half their size and only lived the most of their 120 years. A woman had maybe one or two kids. The question is, how did Noah stay so strong? Sukhachever says that Noah comes from the word menucha, to rest. Noah is coming from the world of Shabbos. What did Noah do? What's happening only on Shabbos? On Shabbos, we don't have to do anything. So what are we doing? On Shabbos, we're picking up. We're just picking up the whole energy which is coming down. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to add by doing something. Your thing is not to do. Your thing is just to receive. How do we begin Shabbos? Kabbalat Shabbat. The receiving of Shabbos. To receive Shabbos. So you know what it is? I want you to know something very, very deep. You know, friends, a lot of people are ready to do everything good. But very few people have this depth to receive something. Have you ever given someone a gift? They say, thank you very much. And they put it on the table. Some bother opening it very fast and, thank you very much. And some people really know how to receive a gift. Very few people, very, very few people. I have no right to test people, but let's say you walk up to someone and say, look so beautiful. They say, you say that to everybody. Why can't you receive a compliment? If I say, wow, you look so sweet, say thank you. Receive it. Receive a compliment. Receiving is a very high thing. This has nothing to do with stupid pride. Now open to your hearts. We find the word to receive in three places. Kabbalat Shabbat, to receive Shabbos, to receive that holiness that you can't add to, but you have to receive. You're not creating it and you can't destroy it. You cannot destroy it, but the question is it clear to you that unless you receive it, it's not shining inside of you? Then there's such a thing as Kabbalas Pnei Shechina, to receive God's presence. God is here all the time. You cannot write Him out and you cannot write Him in. The question is, are you receiving God's presence? The third time we find receiving is receiving guests. The deepest depth is that I don't receive the guests based on this person's accomplishments in the world. Who knows, maybe this schlepper we will invite. Maybe on the level of doing, maybe he never did anything good in his whole life. Maybe he's doing everything wrong. A schlepper is usually doing everything wrong on the level of doing. So on what level do I receive a guest? On the level that he has this holiness which he can't destroy. He's there and he's a little drunk and maybe he's rotten to the core, but God created him. He has this holiness, this Noah holiness, this beyond the flood holiness. So Rav Leib Eger says something very strong. We have to realize that Noah is the introduction to the wintertime. The story is the story of the flood. Everything is flooded. But you know who's remaining? Those people holding on to the holiness which can't be flooded. This is really the core of life and what happens to nature. Everything which can fall off is falling off, but really this essence of everything is remaining. As time goes by, the essence goes deeper and deeper and much deeper. You have to realize something very strong. Some people might think the world is getting more and more rotten. Sounds beautiful and sweet, maybe for Reader's Digest, but it's not true. The truth is the world is becoming so much deeper. If you could measure depth and height, you'd see it's unbelievable. But where does it all start? After Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, after we mamash cleanse ourselves, the first thing after this cleansing, which we are working on, is to receive that holiness which is indestructible, absolutely indestructible. And this is the first covenant God made with the world. God made a covenant with the world and the world will not be destroyed. And you see, friends, this is the holiness of babies. The holiness of babies is that they didn't do anything good yet. but they really bring down from the heavens this holiness that the world cannot be destroyed. Because every child is a living witness, the world is going on. So you see what it is? God made a covenant with Noah that the world will always be. You know what it means? This was the level of Noah. Noah's level was to receive the indestructible holiness. You know, friends, sometimes people connect in every way to each other and suddenly it stops. Some people maybe connect very little and yet it lasts forever. You know what it is? If they connect it on the deepest depth level, it's indestructible. Gevalt. So what I'm taking out of this gorgeous Torah is that our lesson of giving for today is to be able to receive from each other. When someone gives us a gift, when someone gives us a compliment, to really receive it, and at the same time to receive Hashem's indestructible holiness that He's giving down to us every day, especially on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. To mamish open up ourselves to receiving that holiness.